All right, good vach. Baruch Hashem, Devshus Chesed. I'm feeling a lot better than last week. All right, we're up to Siv Zayin. It's going to repeat some of the Yisaidis we had last week in Siv Vav, but there's a lot more going on in Siv Zayin. Let's start and we'll refresh our memory. Sagt Machaba, Hachatzei Reis, Heim, Harei Heim Ruyim Labinyin, the Chatzeris, a person has a chatz, a piece of property, Harehem ruim lebinyan, the right to have a binyan on it. It's considered like a sadah ha'asiyalita. It's a chatza ha'ru'uyalibanais. It's considered normal and oimid lekach. That's what it's oimid for. Ulahaisef behem batim va'aliyas, and add to it houses and aliyas, second floors, additional stories. Ulafikach, since that's stam the mitzias. Now, what the machaber really means is just that's a stam mitzias of a chatza. Obviously, if you know a specific chatza, that's not that. Okay, fine. Then this particular chatzah will not be oimid lebinyan. But what the Mechaber is trying to say, which is the Rambam, is that stam, normal chatzahs are oimid lebinyan, and to build on them, lafikach, therefore, habayna b'chatzah chaveray, someone who builds in his friend's chatzah, hayreizeh kinetea sada suyalita. It's just like we learned till now, netea sada suyalita, he gets yad ala yayna, we'll see. So to here, v'shamenloi, you give him tabdala. What's the tabdala? Kama adam reitz alitein binyan zeh lefnaisein. How much would a person give? It's actually supposed to be bivinyan zeh. Kama adam reitz alitein bivinyan zeh lefnaisein. How much would a person pay to have such a binyan being built? Vahu, provided, of course, sheyivne binyan amoyel, he has to build a normal, good house, haray leis achatzah, which is tugapas for this chatzah. If he's living in a residential neighborhood that builds small houses, he can't build the Taj Mahal, or faket, if he's in an R12 zone, and he builds a tiny house, that's not what it's aimed for. He has to build what's normal for that area, for that chatzah, keminig oisei hamakam, like his on the minig of that makam. Basically, Maccabi is telling you, Metzias, that what we learned till now by a sada is applicable by a chata with negeh to a house as well. Okay? But like I said, if you know a specific house which is not Raya Lakach, it's not Aymid, a chata wasn't Aymid, then in a kram, then you'll be potter. But this is the normal, the shtega, this is it. All right.
We have to discuss if he couldn't afford it, though.
So if he could always say, back to the beginning, he could always say, if Itaka can't afford it, he could always say, Tayl. Tayl Itzak of Avaneka. We pass in the Sma brings down the Sifkat and Dalit. We go like the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Rama, that even by Asad HaAsiyalita, you could say Tayl. So Lachayra, which we're going to see tonight more about it, but Lachayra Huadin, by a Chatz HaAsiyalibanes, you could say Tayl. And therefore, if you can't afford it for whatever reason, then you just tell him Tayl. Tayl Itzak of Avaneka.
Until now,
we said
if
Yonah
means he gets the Shevach.
That's what
he
that is
Shevach. How much are you willing to pay him?
No, but what Shevach? One second. Let's go back to Sada Sialita. A guy plants and he says he gets Shevach. What does he get? He gets all the crops? No, he gets Shevach. If you look back, the Sma at the beginning of the Siman said in Sivkot Aleph, what's the Shevach? Hainu Kishar Shas Leir. He gets whatever the normal wage if it's owing to plant. So to here, he'll get the normal wage for a builder to build a house. It's a normal contracting price. Whatever that is, that's what he'll get. So that's Shevach. He doesn't own the whole house. He is entitled to the Shevach of the house. You'll have to pay him for that. Now the Shevach is Kailul already, his Yitzias as well. But that's what he'll get. He'll get whatever is normal, typical to build such a house. That is the Mechava. Simple halacha, very geschmack. Here comes the problem. The Hamakab is fine. Now comes the Ramah. The Ramah has one Chiddush after the next. I don't even think we're going to finish the Ramah tonight, but we're going to try one by one. Let's see. Zok the Ramah, first Chiddush. In this case of a Chatzer Ha'asuya Libanais, Zok the Ramah, the Lo Yukal Abayin Olay Ma Binyani Ani Noitel. Till now we learned that by Yisada, this is I want to pull out my house. I have no right to pull out my house. Now, till now we learned, by Yesada Suyalita, the planter can't pull out the plants, can't pull out the trees, is because it's Kiksha Da'ara. He already took the Yanika from the ground, he already was Mazik the ground, so he's now allowed to pull it out, now he'll be a Mazik. But by a house, the Gemara's Mufurish, that he could pull out his house. He could say, you're not paying me the price I wanted. I don't like the psak bezin yad al ta'ina yad al yana. What I've got here, we're talking about asiyul liban. It's yad al yana. I wanted. He had higher expectations. He wanted even more. Whatever it is, so he could say lechayra. I want to pull out my house. That's what the Gemara says. I want to pull out my house. Zokter ma. He cannot do that. Lo yuchal abayin alam mebinyani anetal. I have no right to pull it out. I the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about dafka a churva, which is ena asiyul libanes. When it's not asiyul libanes, then you could pull it out. But if it's asiyul libanes, if it's a normal to build, like this case of a chotzer, you have no right to pull out your house. You can't pull out the Eitzim Avonim anymore. That's what the Ramah says. Why? So we touched on it last week in the Ramah Tzivav, but we're going to revisit it again now. Let's see the smas of Katan Yadala. Why can't the builder say, I'm not happy, I want to take my Eitzim Avonim? Zok the smas of Katan Yadala. Kevan. Since the Bala Karka wouldn't be able to tell you the Bainik Toiletzekav Avenecha, and why not? Kevan Deisuyo Livnois Kain, because it's Oimid Libanois, so the Bala Karka can't tell him to take his Eitzim Vavonim. So too, who ain't a Yachol Loi Mishiyat Leim? He also, the builder, won't be able to say, I want to take my Eitzim Vavonim. Kevan Shebonoi B'makam Haroi Libanois, since he built it in a normal place, it's Roi to be built. So what does that help? Vaday, if it's that's typical, that's normal to be built. Vaday adaita dachi banoi shiyakum kan. That was certainly his kavana when he built this house here. His kavana was that he wants the house to remain here. He wants it to be parked here, loylam vad. He wants to get paid for the house. So when he built the house, he built it al das kain that the bala chotzer should be kind of the house. And now it's too late. So now neither the bala chotzer nor the builder could any more pull out the eitzim vavonim. It's Yad Ola Yoina, that's true, but neither of them could, he can't say Tayle Tzekav Avanecha, and he can't pull out a Yitzim Vavonim. I have a lot of faces are looking at how you can cook Tifta B'nai Adam. I think the pshat is, the Eilim is bothered. What do you mean? Until now we just said, forget. We just said that the Bala Chatzah always has the right to tell the builder Tayle Tzekav Avanecha. In fact, it's a Stiris Asma. The Sma at the beginning of the Simin, in Sivkot and Dalet, Paskins, and it's really not just a smatz. The machab says that the Bala Sod has a right to say akar ilon chavaleich, and zok the sma harosh ramasri yolei dafila su yolita shemin loy kishayim mekain. And the steam is a machab. The Beis Eisa paskins like that. He has a dik in the Rambam. It's in the Lavush. We have a lot of rishonim. It's a machlokes rishonim, good, but we have a lot of rishonim who passing that. And the sma himself paskins that even by a sada su yolita, the Bala Sod could tell the person, take your trees. I'm not meshubit to buy your trees, bal kochi. I'm not meshubit to decorate, to improve my property the way you like it to be improved. I have other intentions. I wanted to use it for a football field. I don't care what. But I'm not meshubit to you. I could always tell you, even when it's a sada su yolita. So what's this ma all of a sudden doing now, touching up the Ramah, that La Yukala Baina, first he touches up a very interesting, he adds to the Ramah. The Ramah is only referring to the builder, but the Sma adds to the Ramah that not only can't the builder say, I want to take my Eitzim Vavonim, the Bala Chatz also can't say, Toyel Eitzak Vavonecha. So he now makes the Sma, that makes the Ramah going both on the Baina and on the Bala Chatz, which the Ramah doesn't say. Sorry?
The tree, at least he's getting back the tree.
He can get there, but the place can bring down the true sardas, or that they bring down, he'll get back the raw Eitzim Avonim.
Rebuild another house.
So, but he'll have those, he'll have the materials to rebuild another. So he'll lose his work of tircha, but by the trees it's the same thing. He'll have the trees, but he lost his planting. All his tircha, the planting, he lost. And I have a right to tell him, you want it, you should have consulted me beforehand. Don't come like a tzaddik now and complain to me. You want it, you should have asked me, and I would have told you, no, I don't want it, so don't plant here.
If someone builds a house, do we look at it that his Eitzim Avonim next to me, or his house is buying?
Okay, I don't know if there's a difference. I hear where you're trying to go, but Lamaisa, the person don't say any chalik, but I hear where you had. In Lomdis, Lamaisa, I'm giving you back Eitzim Avonim that you put in. You're only losing the work, the creation that you created it to be a house. Fine, so you lost that. But you lost the work by the netias of the planting too. But even so, even if you'd be right, so you're not getting it back. Therefore what? Therefore I'm shuldig. Therefore you're shuldig. You should have consulted before.
The only thing you see over here is even it lessens the kasha, but it's not the same.
Good, but still, in Lomdis, what is the chilek? In Lomdis, I'm not meshubid to improve my property, bal kochi, the way you want. I'm the owner of the property. I can decide what I want to do with my property. You can't force it upon me. So I have a right to tell you, tell it zakav avanecha. So to here, look, I have a right to tell you what is going on.
The Sma is
saying why the Boina, the Mashbiach went al das kain. But that same reason I have by the trees as well. The Mashbiach also, by the case of a Sadasi Alita, he also had in mind Vaday Daita Dahi Notoi to plant Shayakum Khan, that the Alana should stay there too. You could say the same exact reason over there. What is the Chilek? So Lechaira, you have to say, Lechaira, is that the Sma before, it's a major doichik, is that the Sma before was only touching up the Mechaba. He has a steam as a Mechaba. The Mechaba says, you could always say Arkarilan Chavale. He doesn't distinguish between a Sadasi Alita, Sadashena Alita, so the Shtimus Machaba of Siv Beis is that you could always say Tayletzach of Avanecha. Machenkin Drama, that the Sma could understand, why can't the Baina say Binyani Ani Neitel? Why not? Why can't he do that? So Dr. Sma is forced to teach the Ramah, must be because the Ramah holds that the Balakaka also can't tell him Tayletzach of Avanecha. In other words, the Ramah would argue with that Machab. I mean, because anyway, we know it's a Machlekes Rishonim. The Goyin already brought down at the beginning of the Siman, the Shitas Ramban, Rashba, who argue over there and hold that you cannot, by Sada Sealita, you cannot say Tayl. So the Ramah would be going like those Rishonim, and the Machab would be going like the other Rishonim, and the Sma's not the problem. There he's teaching of the Machab, and he's teaching the Ramah, and Shalom Yisrael. We know it's not the Sma's problem, it's a Machab, Ramah, Machlaik. It's very, very simple. That's the Chay, what you could touch up to get around this problem. I mean, there are many, many Achron and Mucha here. What is going on here? What is the Sma doing? But okay, that would be a Doichik, but at least an easy fix to the problem that there is a Stira, but it's not around because there's the Machab, and here's the Ramah. And it's not the first place that the Mechaba argued with the Ramah, the Ramah argued with the Mechaba. So that's what you could say.
Why wasn't
the
arguing over there?
So why wasn't the Ramah arguing over there? Good. I hear the kasha. Bomb kasha. Steamus Ramah, he should have said something over there. Why was he shasak? Excellent, I agree. But I'll even ask you a little stronger. And that is that this Mahalak, I saw some Achronim say this Mahalak, really this Mahalak doesn't work. Why? Because if you recall, last week we discussed in Siv Vav, we had the same exact story, Batsim. It was a Yerilute Churva Se Shachare. It wasn't a Chatz, it was a Churva. And there too, the Ramah says, Vedavka, you know when you could pull out your Eitzim Vavonim? Zok the Ramah, Vedavka Marchuva Eina Asuya Livnois. Avil Masuya Livnois. Oy Bemokim Shestam Churva Oy Medes Livnois. Dina Kamecha Tzeir Shiz Bar Besomach and Siv Zayin, our Siv that we're doing tonight, that you can no longer say Bin Yoni Ani Noita. And what does the Sma do over there? How does he touch up the Ramah? Same problem. The Ramah seems to say over there that you can't pull your Eitzim anymore. Zok the Sma, he brings down the Rosh.
Where's the Sma?
Sifkot and Yud Gimel. That there he brings down the Tur B'Shem HaRosh. Kosev Zel L'Shoinu. Mistam B'Loi Mekein Dein Shem Eloi. You cannot pull out your Eitzim V'Avonim. And the Balakarka also can't tell your Toil Eitzak V'Avonekah. Again, the Sma equates the two. Heika, the Lahoy Mishtamish Brichovasai, he wasn't using his chuvah for anything else. Vyeshlay Mishaloi, and he has plenty of money, Sharoy Livnois bin Kazeh Bali Kipuak Parnasasai, he could easily afford this house. So he has plenty of money. The Oz Vade Tanu Mavakesh. Why in the world is he complaining and saying Toilet Zakh Vavaneka? He has the money. And he wasn't using the chuvah for anything else anyway. And it was a Suya Livnois. So that's all the ingredients you need. Of course, it's aimed for having a house there. It's a gvaldik ha-teva for the Bailam to have a house there now. So why is he telling him Tayla Tzakav Avanecha? It's only to Anahu Mavakesh, he's trying to be a nudnik, he's trying to hurt the guy, Kadei Lahafsid Labalabinyan, maybe to negotiate with the guy to wear him down. But he be'etim really wants it because it's really L'Teivasai. And Mamela, that's why Ein Shoymin Loi, you cannot tell the builder Tayletzach of Avanecha, and who then therefore the builder can't pull out his Eitzim, because Bichagam the Dizanan Tzahadi, that he for sure wants it, and he for sure is going to have to keep it. That's what the Sma. So the Sma now plugged in, even into the Ramah, a Modna Kimta, a very Dechadiga Kimta, that the whole Ramah is talking about a case where he was not using the Churva for anything else, And he has plenty of money to build this easily. It won't even make a dent in his pocket. That's what the case is. And b'chai gamlo, then it makes sense that you can no longer say tol etzecha v'avanecha, and the builder can no longer pull out his eitz and v'avonim. So what do you see in the sma? But the sma feels like, it's halav hachi. If you're missing any of these ingredients, if the guy doesn't have, he's not so fabulously wealthy, or he has any other tachlis purpose, shimush out of this churva, he could use it for something else, then Shoyman Lloyd, and Avada the Bala Sada could say, Bala Khurva could say, Toilet Zakav Amenecha, and Avada the Boina could say, I want to back my Eitzim. So he made a very narrow Kimta. The whole case is talking about only in that case where he's fabulously wealthy, and he has no other function, any other use out of this property other than having a house on it. Okay? But what you see in this man's Gavaldic, that even in the Ramah, if he has any other use, so he's not so fabulous wealthy, Avada could say, Toilet Zakav Amenecha, even when it's a Suya live nice. So you see, even the Ramah is Maida, I mean the Smaz Ramah, even the Smaz Ramah is Maida, that you always have a right to say Toilet Tekav Avanecha, even when it's a Suya Livnois, except for one unique, far out case that he's fabulously wealthy and he has no other use out of the property.
It little makes sense because we're coming out to the Svar of Anansadi. The only way we could say Anansadi is if we're barred. And the only way we could be Seimach on that is when we have conclusive evidence.
Right, so it has to be real.
Of binyan is it takes time and it has a call.
Good.
So in the event you see so much action going on in your activity going on in your ground and you don't say anything with all these other things, therefore
okay, glad that the Davki was here, he might have been there at Israel on vacation in the meantime. But at least what I'm just proving from proving from the Sma is that even the Sma is Moida, that Avadi could always say Tel Etzek of Amenek in a normal situation. So then the back, the $1 million kasha. So what is the Sma talking about over here? So why is the Sma touching up the Ramah in Siv Zion that no, since the Bala Chotza can't say Tel Etzek of Amenek, so too the Boine can't. Avadi they could. It's only one far-fetched case you can. But in a normal situation, Avadi you could. What's going on?
It's just a steer in the Sma.
So it's now a steer in the Sma, not only just from Dalit to your Dalit, now it's from Yud Gimel to your Dalit. What's going on?
Yeah, but there's no steer between the Ramah from Yud Gimel to your Dalit.
No, Ramah is beautiful. The question is what to do with the Sma? How do you... Right. So now, Elamai, you say, no problem. Well, be matchik Sma Yud Dalit, that Sma Yud Dalit Gufa means Yud Gimel. That which he said over here, that the Baal HaChotza can't say, Teila Zakav Avanecha, is right to talk about such a far-fetched Akimta that he's fabulously wealthy and he has no other function out of this property. And that will be the case. And we'll make the same doichik we did in Zivav, we'll make the same doichik in Ziv Zayin. That will be the eight of the Sma. It's chas a shtickle in the safe in the Sma. Yidal doesn't mention such a kimta, but he's following Yud Gimel. He didn't think that he had to repeat the kimta. His mamish back to back. Vaita, the same halacha, such an kimta. That's what you could say. The problem is that also doesn't fit. Because Bishlaim in Zivav is talking about a churva. Mamish Achurva, there's no function, you have no use out of this property. As Achurva, so you could say, if he's also fabulously wealthy, okay, great, we have the ingredients, and Anansadi Zichar wants the house. But Siv Zayin talking about a Chotza, Chotza is a regular property, I could use a Chotza for many functions. I'll have a tent, BMG's tent there, I don't know, I'll do something with it. I could do a lot of other things with this. It's not a Achurva, it's a Chotza, I have so many other Shtamshas to do with it. Frekt Avni Neizan, Cheshin Mishpat, Simin, Tess, Frek down the Nathan, what's going on? What does this man want? Mamish, he basically puts himself into a corner. It doesn't fit with anything. You can't do Yud Gimel, you can't do that. What is he doing? Where did he all of a sudden he wake up now and say that? No, you can't say Tel Etzecha V'Avanecha. Where is he coming from? I say, Bleibstra.
It takes months to build it.
So therefore, Memela?
Because in a case, let's say even a tree could be in another hour, it's in and out. But when it sees the building happen.
Let's say.
And most people were not vacationing in Florida.
But let's say he was, then what? Then you mask him?
Okay, we're talking about the average person. We're asking a question about the person. Good. In Florida.
Let's say he's around, so therefore?
He's around, and this went on for several months. There's no greater what he did by saying
he didn't need the property anyway. He didn't care. He figured at the end he'll negotiate with you. If you're happy with the price, fine. If you're not happy, he'll tell you to.
Something that took months of the nature.
Joseph, what would you do? Right?
I just explore my options.
So that's one of the hell. Keep on building. I don't have to complain now. I'll wait to the end and then I'll see. If he gives it to me a good price, I'll keep it. If not, take it. God, you should know the price in discuss. If the guy is there to be say shtika kaida that he's asking to have it, there are some places who rather want to say yes and then that's like the whole simon when the guy's not there. It's mesh meiser rishonim fakad. It doesn't make a difference. The guy's there, the guy's not there. It doesn't make a difference. Same halacha. Choose my ritz like that as well. I think that's the way we should go. But really, it's a maima musga. But at least here, what's going on? Mikayach hachaymer hadoiche comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says his own pshat, but he's really sticking it into the Sma, and he says, Ein hakanami, really, you could always say Teletzecha v'avanecha. Alright, what's going on in this Sif, in this Sma? It's talking about such a case where Bezin would have an Anan Sa'adi, maybe Yosef Kimta, where Bezin would have such an Anan Sa'adi that we know that the guy for sure wants it, and it's only Tayana who Mevakesh, just like the Sma said by Chuv in Tzivkot Yad Gimel, even though that doesn't work over here, because Chatzah, he has many other Shtamches out of the thing. But if Bezin would feel that there's such an Anan Sa'adi in such a case, that even by a Chatzah, he has no other Shtamches from it, and he's fabulously wealthy, and he for sure would want the house, then in that case, the Bainu can't pull out his Eitzim Vavonim, and the Balasada can't say Teile Zagav Avenecha. Hadeichik Mavua. I mean, it's Chosim in a Sefer, Chosim in the Ramah, Chosim in the Sma, Chosim in everything. But, alright. But that, as I talk to Aruch HaShulchan. Correct. The two halak. But the Shaila, so what is Prat? Now, if we don't have the Sma, we're back to drawing board. So what is Prat in the Ramah then? Why can't the Baina say Binyan Ani Naito? So Rabbi Yisai, we discussed last week, is that's really mavul like this in the Rishonim. The Talak is coming from Beis Esev, is mavul like that in the Rishonim. And it's also, the Goyin says it right here. If you look in the Goyin Yud Zayin, he says, the reason why La Yuchel HaBoyin Olam Yabinyoni Ani Noitel is only the Boyin can't do that. But Avada the Baal HaChatzah has a right to say Toilet Tzecha V'Avanecha. Why should the Boyin have a lower hand? Why can't he be equal to the Baal HaChatzah? Zakteh, Talmud HaRashba, the Bishmoy of the Rashba, that's how the Goyin understood it, is coming from the Rashba. You're talking, he's coming from the Ra. Oh, okay, whatever. The Machakaz Hashem Shoyim in Loi is Mashum de Churva in Asuyalibonis. That which the Gemara said that a Boyin has a right to pull out his house, pull out his Eitzim Vavonim, is only by a churva, which is Eina Asuyali Bonais. So you're trying to stick him with a Yodai Ala Tachtoina form of payment. You're giving him nothing, you're giving him just as Aitzayis. You're giving him something that's not kedai for him, so he's going to fix your wagon, he's going to pull out his house. However, by Asuya live nice, but when it's Asuya live nice, and he's getting full payment, whatever he could expect, he can't have like high expectations than a normal builder gets. And that's his din to get a full payment. So Avada Hare Zichuloi Miyad, when he built this house, his kavana was to be mezaka immediately the Eitzim Vavonim to the Baal HaChatzah. Ve'eno Yachal Lachzor, and he can't be chayzer shechatzere konsolay, because miyad immediately the chatzah was kinda, the labal chatzah was already kinda the eitzim vavonim. You cannot pull out anymore. It's too late. You had a mind to be makna. Bishlam, when it's ein asiyah libanais, that you're getting a bad form of payment, so then you didn't want to be makna right away. Let me see if the Baal HaChatzah treats me nicely and pays me what I want. I'll let him keep it. If not, I'm going to pull out my eitzim vavonim. But over here, where yahalach is to get full pay, shvach, you're getting a full tam adam reitz livnais bevinyan zel livnais. You're getting what you're supposed to be getting. So vadi, you had an intention immediately to be makna all your materials to the Baal HaChatzah. So why could the Baal HaChatzah be chayza? That's mavun the Rishonim. It's because Baal HaChatzah is not meshubet to buy Baal Karkai. It's like he made a kinin al tanai. His chatzah was koina. Should he decide later on that he wants to keep it, then l'mafreya he'll be koinit. So if the Baal HaChatzah decides later on he doesn't want to keep it, so he can say toilei tzecha v'avanecha. But should the Baal HaChatzah later on say he wants to keep it, then it's l'mafreya, the second the guy went down to be mashbir, the Baal HaChatzah already koina all the materials. Now the Baina can't say, I want my materials back. It's too late. You already marked into the Baal HaChatzah. It's very geshmak. The whole Ramah is only lo yukal ha-baina lo yme bin yon ani noital. But the Baal HaChatzah always has a right to say, tell le tzecha v'avanecha. Not like this man. As they pass into all the Achreinim and the Rishonim move like this. Because so that's the shot in the Ramah. It's emes yeredak and not like this man. And it's a mevduik in the Ramah. Lo yukal ha-baina lo yme bin yon. Only the Baina can't say bin yon ani noital. But if added the Baal HaSada, could say, the Baal HaChatzah could say, Toilet Tzecha V'Avanecha. It's very geshmak in the Ramah.
Has to go ahead and pay back. Is there a time frame he has to pay back, or he can turn it to a 50-year mortgage, zero interest?
No, he has to pay right away. Bezin will go down and force him to pay. There's a whole Shiloh, which we're not going to get into tonight. Maybe I'll get it later on in the Simen, about could you force him to pay Yod L'Nechas of Baal Karkai? Do you have a right to live in it in the meantime, till he pays you? We'll get to it. But the Yisoid Rabbi Yisai is what to...
It's hard for the cost of the time that he bought.
He could have sold the chatzah. What do you mean?
It's hard for the time that the guy was building. Even if it says time like
Tzachar, right?
He still used it for 6 months.
Oh, you used it for a building, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, see, if he really wanted, then you should have been Meicha. Why don't you just tell him to stop?
China.
Yeah, okay. So if I say he's not selling the property, then... Mamajak, if he knows it's a problem, he'll tell him to stop. If he doesn't know it's a problem, then he won't. Right. That's because he can't rent it out. Yeah, you're going to have the house that he can't rent it out. Okay, then Hanami. If you can rent out a chatzah without a house, then maybe you could something to talk about. Okay, fine.
What
you say
is also marked out tonight. This is the person, the person who owns the chatzah, is saying he's called out tonight.
Right. Yeah, so there, he is makna. He's makna al tanai that the Baal HaKatzah wants, but not makna al tanai that he himself wants to leave it there. That we don't say. That's the Rashba. Why don't we say that? Oh. There's an umdah because you're going into someone else's property, being mashbeak shalai bishos. What are you doing? Elamai, and we once discussed such a swara, I'm not saying this is conclusive, but maybe, you know, you're trespassing, you're doing something shalei b'shus. What's your excuse? That says you're really doing a letavah, so are you trying to be mashbiyah kizkarka? So if you plan on leaving it there, so then I know what you're doing, you're trying to be mashbiyah kizkarka. But if you're not being magnet yet, I don't know if you're being mashbiyah kizkarka, you're going to be mashbiyah kizkarka if and when, if he pays you what you want, 1 second, so what are you doing? So why are you going down into the shus? You should ask him permission before. It just makes it a lot easier to understand why he took the initiative, unilateral decision. But the Mai says that is a rashba. The truth be told, it's a machlekes rishonim. And we're going to get to it tonight, Pli Neda. But at least we should walk away from this Ramah. This is a Yisoid Golul in the Simen, Rabbi Yisai, is that the Ramah is paskening that you are kainel lemafreya. The reason, only reason why lo yuchal abayin aloyim ebinyani ani noitel is because the Baal HaChatzah is kainel lemafreya. Had he not been kainel lemafreya, the Vada the Boyne could say, also I want to take back my Eitzim. You want kainel, yes, I want back my Eitzim. It's muchach in the Ramah that the Ramah paskening like the Rishonim that you're kainel lemafreya. We once discussed at the beginning of the Simen, Hashayla is how much do you pay? Do you go, if you're going by the Pasha, you have to go by the Shas HaKinin. You want to know what the Shvach is. So do you reckon the Shvach at the time there's Mashbichit? Do you reckon the Shvach later on when he comes to Bezin? If you kind of Lamafrei, then you have to reckon the time Lamafrei. You have to reckon the time when he was Mashbichit. That is when you're kind of. That's Mufurish in the Ramah. Like all the Achreidim, Chus in the Smat, the Rishonim, Talmud Arash over here. That is the Pshat in the Ramah that you're kind of Lamafrei. And we're going to need it shortly, Rabbis. But that, at least we have to walk away from here, the kind of Lamafrei.
By the eights, you're not?
By eights, also. No matter what. You always, the Baal HaChatzah is always kainel mafreya. By a sada siyalit. Yeah, by a sada shayna siyalit, you're not kainel mafreya. Because the mashbiach is not going yeri to give it up. He wants to see how much you're going to pay him. If you're going to stiff him, he's not going to let you keep his materials. No. All right, let's do the next halach in the Ramah. Next chiddush of the Ramah. Hiskira, what happened? This guy is not only a chevraman that he builds up your property, improves your property without you knowing it, but he also makes a business out of it. Hiskira haboyin alachem, he now rents out the house to other people, and he charged them rent. V'kibuschar, and he collected the rent. And now, all of a sudden, we find out what went on. They come to a din Torah. Zok the Ramah, that schar belongs to the Baal HaChatzer, not to the Boina. And Memeil, if the Boina wants to keep that schar, he's going to have to be menakin loy. He'll have to use it and deduct all the schar that he was makabel, all the rent that he collected, mehoitza oiser from the oitzais that he would like to charge the Baal HaChatzah for building such a house. He's going to have to deduct from his oitzais all the rent that he collected.
Because
he's kind of before it's parsha. We're going to get to that. Excellent. We'll get to that. Not so parsha, but we'll get to it. Yeah. Afagav deloy ovid lemega. You're right, but there's a big chiddush in the Ramah anyway. Afagav deloy ovid lemega, even though the property was not oimid to be rented out, means had he not built a house on it, it would have been a barren land, no one's interested in renting out for a parking lot, nothing. It'd sit there for nothing. So the Baal HaChatzah wasn't making any money on the property. And now that he built up the house, the Baal HaChatzah is in China, he has no idea, doesn't even know about it. So he's certainly not renting out a house that he doesn't know about. So the Baal HaChatzah wouldn't have rented out anyway, so it's a zeh loy chosar. Nevertheless, he has a right to keep the rent, or he's entitled to the rent that the boina collected on it, so to speak, pretending to be the owner, and Memeila, he could use that to against the Haitzais that the Boyne is charging him.
Because
he doesn't know that he owes $200,000 for the house.
Good.
If he, Lutzer, he knows that he owes $200,000 for the house, he would be by mitzvah.
He would, should have, and could have, but he didn't. He, the mice is in practical terms. It is Zelikha. So he, the mice is not in the in the mode of renting out the house.
He is. He doesn't know that someone put a house there that
right.
Has already $200,000.
So if he doesn't know that, so then he wouldn't rent it out. It means had this boiner not rented it out, what would happen? It would. It's avad ksar nidiyah, but a metzias. If had he not rented it out, it would have stayed empty.
Yeah, but if it would have stayed empty, he wouldn't have the $200,000.
No, he would still have that chayiv because the mice also must be a
kibbutz
property.
House
but he doesn't know about it, to be honest with you. A guy could build a vayitzchsar nidiyah, but a metzias he wouldn't. I'm the boina. Did I hurt you in any which way? Did you lose anything? Not even I'm the boina. The seicher, the squatter who moved in here, thinking that he had rishus and he really didn't. That squatter who moved in here, was he machasa you any money? But the mice is
that. Who
collected rent?
The guy collected rent.
The imposter collected rent?
The boy, yeah.
The boy is an imposter. He doesn't own the house. I rent you out the Brooklyn Bridge. So now what happened? I got the rent and I give it to Brooklyn. What do I do with that rent? I don't own the bridge.
No, I'm saying it's not the if I live there, if I rent it out, I collect money.
I won't. Okay, so you know. So let's go into. Let's just get some klalim in Zenen of the Lokos and we'll go back to the Zalokha. This halacha, zenen of zeloi chasa, is going to be pot. If I live in your house that's barren, that's vacant, you went away for Shabbos, then I have to be in this neighborhood for Shabbos anyway. It's a cold Shabbos, so I'm not going to walk. So I just help myself and I park in your house, unbeknownst to you. You don't know about it. I'll be out before you come back Matzai Shabbos. Zenen of zeloi chasa is pot. It's halacha. Yeah, that's halacha, Rabbi said. Yeah, good. Yeah, it's halacha. Sorry? Why? The Gemara says Shachrusa Diyashayis. If you have a brand new house and it's mamish sparkling, shining, and you see all the mistakes that the builder made, the mamish, but you like, you enjoy that. And this guy now walked in and dirties up your wall. Now you can't see that anymore. So yeah, then the Shachrusa Diyashayis, you have some chesaron because you can't complain anymore to the builder. So that's a chesaron that you have, right? But if a normal house is no long, you don't have that beautiful shine in the wall anymore. I'm going to do the bedding. I'll do the bedding. I once had a guy, I was in the country, and my cousins came with 7 kids. Can I know? They came with their own bedding, did everything, left. By the time I came back, nothing. That's a Baruch Hashem. I knew about it, yeah. But my says that Zenene Vizel Loi Chasa. That's halacha. If I'm chas you even a drop, then I have to pay everything. It means I dirty up your walls. So even that is, I don't know, it's negligible. Maybe it's only worth $1 worth of hefzid. But now I have to pay it for the full rent.
But if I correct that, then it's fine?
Let's leave that out. Not really. No, I didn't ruin your... She brought her own linen, so she never ruined my linen. It's actually ruined my linen, then she washed my linen. She brought her own linen. She managed didn't touch anything of mine, and that was fine. Good.
So you opened the door, the hot air went out, my thermostat went out, cost me a little more gas to heat the house, so now you're
fine. Okay, fine, fair enough. You have to know that could be a gram, huh? And you have to know if a zenin with a chos is chai when you only have a gram chsarn. Okay, fine. Fair enough. Okay, let's go fight. But that's the halacha. That's the halacha zenin with a chos. Now, comes along a Gemara and says the following case. I know that my next door neighbor went away for the weekend, an extended weekend. And I know that you need a place to be in this neighborhood. So I become a broke overnight. I go, would you like to rent a house for the weekend? I rent you my neighbor's house. You move in, I charge you, it's $100, it's a very cold weekend, $100, no problem. You move in, I collect the rent. Mahadin. Zokta Gemorin Dav Chaf Aleph and Aleph and Bava Kama. If I rent you out somebody else's house, the Gemara says, if the dust settles in the Gemara says, is that you're pata. The seicher, the squatter is pata, because the deal that I made with him is nothing. I'm not authorized to rent out someone else's house. So what I did was loft. It's a joke. But then I didn't do anything. You ended up squattering, sitting, going into somebody's house. Shalai bishos, shalai bidiyos. Maybe a nineness. You trusted me. Next time, don't trust me. But that's what it is. You went into someone else's house. As long as it's zenene, vizel loy chasar, as long as the bailam have no chasar whatsoever out of his house, you're going to be pata.
Did he get his money back?
Who?
He never paid.
Let's say the case of the Gemara is where he didn't yet pay. He didn't yet pay.
$50.
He didn't yet pay. He's not chayiv at all to the owner of the house. And he's certainly not chayiv to pay me anything because it's not my house. So the guy is potter. He got a free weekend. He doesn't pay me because I'm not the owner. He doesn't pay the owner because the owner had no chazaron. So it's zenen of zeloi chosa. That is the case of the Gemara. Very simple case.
If I gave the owner $50 of the $500, that would be zenen
of the person. Okay, one second, I'm going to get to it. About. Let me flesh out, Rabbi Yitzchak. Just hold the cup. Very simple, very geshmak halakha. We'll get to the Rabbah. One second, one thing at a time. Comes along and says the next halakha. What happened? This is the Gemara. Now, the Rishonim even say Lahedja is because the whole schiris that they did with me was a schiris betoyis. And even though he came down, this family came out das to pay schiris. It's tough, so what? But Lamaisa, the schiris they did with me is nothing. Toys, bottle of mavoto kafra dahara, says if they're there without any skiris, and mamela, they're going to have the same halakha as an enev zelachasa, which is bottle. Comes along, and of course, if there would be some chazaron with a brand new house, of other, they'd be chayu, because then it's an enev zelachasa. Because it's a regular halakha of zenena, whatever the halakhas are, it's as if there was no skiris at all. Now, what happens if they already paid me? I did a job. I said, no, I'm not letting you in unless you pay me up front. Even though it's Christmas, I'm not Mitzvah B'Soif. You have to pay me before you come in, because I know over Shabbos you're going to find out that you're living in someone else's house. You're not going to pay me at the end. I make sure you pay me before you come in. No problem. I have your money. What's the halacha now, Rabbi Yisai? Zokter Rishonim. It's in the Muki Yosef. B'shem the Rama, the Ra'ah, the Ridva, Ulam Bava Kama, it's a Ran Bava Mitzia, Kuf Aleph, and Aleph. They both say that if they already gave me the schar, tough. They're going to still have to pay the owner again. Because I'm not the owner. It means if it would be a case of a sadha asuyalita, let's say it would be a case where they are mechuyev to pay the skar to the owner, it's zenen of izeh chasa, they're going to have to pay the owner a second time. They have to pay the owner.
Pay the owner the first time.
Correct. They have to pay the owner the first time. They pay me is nothing. I'm not past. I'm not the owner. And then they can come back to me and take me to a din Torah for stealing their money. And fine, so I'll give them back the money. Fine. But they have to pay the owner. There's a case of a Kadoshim Grad who says, in Shin Samach Beis, if you'd base, the case of Kadoshim says that the owner could come to me at Shibud Dav Nosin, because the squatters owe him money, and I owe the squatters back the fake rent that they collected. So, Mamela, Achibun Nasan, I could. That's if the owner wants. He could come to me. But if he wants, it doesn't want to deal with me, because I'm a Nunuk, so he'll go straight to the squatters and get money from them. That's the case of the Rishonim. Good. And what would be in Dr. Rishonim, what would be if it's a house which is no chasar, and it's Zen and a Vizel loy chasar? Then in Economy, the squatters got a free paid vacation, no problem. They got a free vacation, they don't have to pay any rent. And they could take me to a din Torah and get back the money. I took money from them, shalaka din. So I'll give them back the money and they got a free weekend. These are Rishonim. We have a bunch of Rishonim who says it's also Talmud Rashi, but Rashi says it's a Meiri. The consensus of Kamat, all the Rishonim say that this deal is over, it's nothing, it's back to the drawing board, even if they already got the money, and they got to give it back. And it's not just the Rishonim, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a Mefush and Mechabu. Mechabu and Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Tes and Sif Yud, both say over these two cases, that even if I got back the, even if I collected the money, I give back the money to the tenant. To the tenant, if it's a eino, if it's a loy chasar, and if it's a chasar, he's going to have to pay, the tenants will have to pay the owner of the house. But what I collected is gzeile, shalikin din, and I got to give back the money. V'fush machaba, and it's mestimus ramah, and sif test like that, the ramah over there, and sif yud, and zmashman, that he is going with the machaba, because he quotes over the machaba's halacha. This is all in Shin Samach Gimel. That is the halacha. Very good. So now, when we come to this Ramah, this Ramah says something forkert. The Ramah says, "Eskira boinu lacherim v'kibul schar menakin loy mehitzoyisov avagav deloy avid lemegar." The money that was collected belongs to the owner of the house. Ad kadei kach, that he could use it as payment to the boina towards his hitzoyis. How could he use it? How could he get it? What's going on? How could he keep it? What's going on? We just said the whole thing is luft. It's zenen of zeh lochasar. No, b'shivna nosin is when it's zenen of zeh chasar. So the tenants owe the owner, and I owe back the tenants. But with zenen of zeh lochasar, everything's pata. And the Ramah is talking about lochasar. Avagav de loy avid lemegar. It was not avid lemegar.
It's zenen of
zeh lochasar. The owner of the house lost nothing. Who's that Anan?
Even the guy who's out in his wedding, who just has a new house, he's rented out. That money now is a collectible.
No, but you see, all the Rishonim say not like that. That the deal that was made is bottled because I was not authorized to make such a deal. So that deal is off the table. It's as if it didn't happen. It was a dream. We woke up.
You're not authorized to make this a deal.
I'm never authorized. I'm not the owner of the house. How could I rent you someone else's
because
property?
The owner's going to benefit from it. I'm authorized.
No, I can't do that either. I can't. Can I go, Yosef, I want to rent out your house to somebody? No, even if you get benefit.
At
no.
The point that there's an answer, yes.
No.
Give me a couple of grand,
I'll
take it. Why not?
Sorry.
It's the same
one
on Saturday
that's
been working all along.
I don't hear. What? If he tells him, I'll mask him. But he didn't tell him, he knows he's keeping it because he's paying him for his etzais. So he's keeping the house. So if he's keeping the house, he was calling to the house of my frey, it's his house. So if it's his house of my frey, it's about nothing happened. You're not authorized.
But when he made the kinyan, when he made the deal with the renters, that was not known.
But now I know. I now know the my frey that it always belonged to the Baal HaChata, and he rented out somebody else's house that he had no right to the whole schiris' bottom. Right? It's not a shlichus. I can't rent out someone else's property.
He's the boyna.
The boyna is not. He's not the baldova.
I have to pay for the house.
You're right. I have to pay him.
He's like my shlichus. He's like my agent.
You owe me money. If you owe me money, I can now rent out your property.
It was this house.
This house is already coming to the.
Why isn't like just going sewing of the house on there? Like the eight of my bottles. We're in the process.
Sorry. No. You have to have a rishus. How could it's nothing binding? I know. God, we say zochen lo adam, but zochen may adam lo yamrinan, according to the ksayis and many rishonim. What? Sure, I'm taking your house and renting it out. It's not binding. What happens if you would come back and you would say, no, you don't want me to rent out the house? It won't work, right? The whole, it's bottom.
You discussed a couple of weeks ago about a real estate broker, right? That makes a deal and spends his yield.
I know, that's because he's my mashbiach, but here it's faket. No.
He's working him.
Grada, and another thing, he's not even renting it out for the owner. He was trying to do it for himself. He's swindling it for himself. That's what he was doing. He pretended to be the owner, and he swindled this thing.
He built the house like a Russo. He's his builder. And I have to pay him for his choice. This is what he did.
But this house is no longer his. The house is already the Baal HaChatzar.
It was from the day he started building it, was the Baal
HaChatzar. Look, what would it be if it would be a different house? He built house A, and now he wants to rent out a different house, a guy's property. Could he do that? It's the same. If he can't do that, he can't do this either. It's the same exact thing. This house already belongs to the Baal HaChatzar.
If he had a second house, it won't go to him outside the choice of the first house.
When I'm sure. You owe me money from the choice, and I want to take it, connect it to the rent that I collected. Who will credit me for that? This is just accounting. You owe me money for the choice, and I'm holding on to the money of rent that I collected, so we're going to achieve that.
What if the rent doesn't go?
All right, 1 second. Let me just flesh this out. There's more here. Give me... You might have a good aid today. We'll see. But so this is what Rav Rishonim say. Where's Ramah coming from? He dreamt this up against everyone. Tari says he's coming from a Namuk Yosef and Bava Metziah. Mokayet and Bava Metziah, after he quotes a Ran B'Shem the Rashba that says that even after you collected the rent, you have to give back the rent to the squatter. Zok to Namuk Yosef, he's Maisif. Why, Dr. Ashba? There's a klal of Rabbi Yosi, the Om Rabbi Yosi, Fab Vusta Rabbi Yosi, in Hamafkid, Lamehem and Beis, Keitzer Allah Isa Schore Peperosa Shechaveiroi. So too, how could this Baina do Schiris, do Schoira, with a binyan that already belongs to the Baal HaChatzar, which is Parosa Shechaveiroi, the Binyanoi, the house of Shechaveiroi? And just like over there, we reckon it goes back to the owner, so it'll be back to the owner. What was the case of Rabbi Yosi? I rented out a parah to you. and then you in turn lent it to somebody else, and there was an oynis. The halacha is asher is chayv v'einzin, but a seicha is not chayv v'einzin. So you, to me, you're potter, because you're only a seicha. The shoyel is chayv to you, because he borrowed a part and it died. So v'einzin, so he'll have to pay over the full $200 for Betsy. So now the halacha is, Dr. Rabbi Yossi, that kated halois is chayv v'einzin to chaveri. You can't collect the $200 on the part that really belongs to me. So it's as if when you lent it to him, it's as if you're lending it to him on my behalf. Memela, his din she'ela, that's chai v'ainzin, is to me. So now he owes me the $200, not to you, even though you did the whole deal. It's to me, because ketzar Allah is a skarib b'rasa shakarei. So to the Rashba says over here, ketzar Allah is a skarib b'rasa shakarei. That is the Muki Yosef.
Yeah, insurance
guy is a whole sugya. We once discussed insurance, but that's not exactly the same halacha. But fine. Someone that tushtel that halacha, good. But that's what we see. So now, that's where the Ramah is coming from. The $1 million cash is, he's coming from the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef says, Oid Haisav HaRashba, just Mamish Teich HaDeidi, but right before that, he quoted Aran, Miyasayid HaRashba, means B'Shem HaRashba, Mamish Raket. That you got to take the money and give it back to the squatter, and no one gets the money. So now he just says himself.
Even more than that over here, because over here, the renter is not mukhiv to pay to anybody.
Correct, he's not mukhiv to pay to anyone. Excellent, I'm going to get to it. Excellent, you're asking very stark. But so L'maisi is L'chayr, it's Minei Be'estir. First he quotes the Ram B'Shem, the Rashba, that everything is bottled, and now we go back to regular dinner Zen and Avzel HaKhasa that you're potter. And then he says Oid Haisav HaRashba, that Miu Mistar that the dinner of Reb Yaisi Ketzal Lo Yitzaskar Brashash Gaver, you now have to give the money and forward it to the Baal HaKhasa. I say, so it's a stir mine baby, Muki Yosef. What is the Muki Yosef talking about? Did the Rashba say this or the Rashba that? The problem, Nebuch, is that we don't have the Rashba at the end of Amaziah. We stop, we have to pay Gimel. We lost the Ksavim afterwards. Shita brings down some Ketoim, but not this one. So we have no idea what the Rashba said over here. We just know the Ramshah and the Rashba says one way, the Muki Yosef quotes him, and then right away he's Moisef, but you should know the Rashba said Mi Mustafa the other way. What is going on? So this kasha, it's $1 million kasha. So if you look in the Chuvas Rebbe Akiva, in the Chiddush Rebbe Akiva over here, he says Ayin Le'el Simen Shin Tzama Gimel over Chuvas Bnei Aaron Simen Gimel. If you look over there in the Chuvas Bnei Aaron, God, that's not Simen Gimel, it's Simen Aleph Ois Gimel. But if you look over there, the Chuvas Bnei Aaron is the Sira. What is the Muki Yosef doing? It's quoting the Rashba one way, then he quotes the Rashba the other way. What is he doing? What is it? This way, or is it? We say case our law. We say nothing doing. The whole thing is bottled. You don't deserve to pay me. You don't have to keep to pay skiris altogether. I have to give you back the skiris. I say, fract the bnei Aaron, and that's l'chay what Rikidega means to is. I'm lashim shalom gimel. It's not just a skiris the Muki Yosef. Stir shulchanarach. The Ramah he is quoting the Rashba, the end, the Muki Yosef's end of the Rashba, and over there the Mechaba and the Ramah goes with the Mechaba and shinsam nekemu faket. They pass like all the Rishonim. It's not one. It's all the Rishonim who say you got to give back the money, even if you already got it. You got to give it back to the squatter. You got to give it back, and no one gets the money. Mamish Apella, what is going on here? This kasher of is $1 million kasher. Many Achrayim much no really, you know, says teretz properly. I shouldn't say no. We're going to get to one teretz, but there's a problem here, a real problem here, Rabbi Zayn.
Huh? Actually, Rashi has financial interest in the property.
Because why? The guy owes the money, so.
What?
So the guy owes the money, Mimela.
Rashi has a kimi. Very big amount. He may end up with Kerlei Tefel.
Yeah, but I'm afraid we know that didn't happen. I'm afraid he wanted to keep it. And he's just going to pay you for your Yahid's
eyes. I like what he's saying. It's a very good
deal. No, because the Rishonim are saying even by this case, even the case of Boina, what's going
on?
They might both benefit, but you can't rent. It's not binding. Look at the tenant's perspective.
It's a new house.
Look, it's not a new house. Look at the tenant's.
Just built it.
Oh, 1 second. I'm going to get to it. That's a good time. We'll get them. But look from the tenant's perspective. He rent, let's say it's a longer period. I made it for a weekend. Let's say it's for a month. Okay? Do you know any tenant who wants to pay you a month for a rent, knowing that any second the real owner could just kick me out of the place? I moved in, spent who knows how much money in the ticker moving in, and tomorrow you could just throw me out. I wasn't masking to pay $1,000 if I know I'm going to be kicked out tomorrow. The whole thing doesn't make sense. There was no deal. The owner could come back at any time and say, I want to move in the house myself. So you're nothing. The whole deal was mine. Hell, you're not doing a zochel ladam sholei b'vanim. You're using his property, which might not be good for him. It might not be good. He, nothing binding until you have his okay, his authorization. Nothing's binding. There's nothing. It's love.
That wasn't an issue.
What?
It seems like you're bringing in another issue that we never ever addressed. The issue was simply because we didn't have all of our things.
Correct. I'm just showing you that you can't just create. All right. Okay, so Rabbi said, let me just continue. The truth be told is that there's a Rashman Bava Kama. For some reason the Olam doesn't quote it, but there's a Rashman Bava Kama, Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph. Over there, the Rashman has the same Shaila. And guess what? The Rashman's Masopik. He starts off saying one way, and then he says, no, maybe you would say, first he says, you got to give it back, the whole thing's bottled, sloth, give back the money, give it back to the squatters. And then he says, no, but maybe since you already got the money, we'll say, and you give it to the balachotah. And he blames, he doesn't know, he ends up, he's mesopek. It's very yitachin, I don't know, I'm just taking a guess, it's very yitachin, the Rashma Metzia is the same. You know, Rashba, he had the same suffix. So he brought them two tzedodim. The Ran liked the first side of the Rashba, quoted that. The Mokyezer then just says, he's Maisiv, Mio Mistavra, the Rashba's Mistavra, had a Netiyah towards the other way. But the Rashba himself was Taka Bemis Mesopik. Maybe he was not in Bab Matib, maybe he was more noted to the way that we'll say Rabbi Yossi. But he had the same suffix that he had in Bava Kama. At the end of the day, that just makes Ramah even more shrewd. What in the world does Ramah want then? You have all the Rishonim Faket, you have a Rashba who's a suffix. Even a Netiyah is Harashba. A Netiyah of Harashba, Gevaldik Harashba, but a Netiyah of Harashba is not mighty from all the Rishonim Faket. What is, and it's Mechaba before, what's going on?
I was on the second side of the Harashba. What does that have to do with this? But I can't say, I release your money and I can...
Ketzer Allah is a Schayra. The Harashba said that maybe we won't say it's a choice to give back the money, but rather we'll say Ketzer Allah is a Schayra, and the money that he got was on behalf of the owner of the property, and the owner of the property therefore could keep the money. Right, so this is a if that's the case, it makes Ramah even shrewder. But the Maizah, just to answer up the Ramah, the best we could, is that your Eitzah, is the Lech Kri Halacha says over here, it's Ois, you could look, it's a Simonim, if you could look, it's Ois, Kuf Pei Zayin, he says, it's talking about where you rent it out to a guy. If you want to know, does the tenant have to pay you? No. Tenant doesn't have to pay because it's Zen and Zeloi Kosa. And Avadi have to give back the money to the tenant. But the guy knew this halacha. So what he did was he played a swindle, he rented out to a guy instead. And to a guy now it's Toys Hakam, even if it's Mata Hakam and he shouldn't have done it, even if it's Zisadarais, but the halacha is Mata Hakam, there's no Chiyav HaShava. The Machan Ephraim, the Sham Nishpat says there's no Chiyav HaShava by Mata Hakam. So you shouldn't do it. Right, it brought down the Ravishan holds us with the Raisa, but if you did it, you don't have to give back the money. So the money is certainly not going back to the tenant. Now we just have to know, so who's entitled to give the money? Is it the boiner, the imposter who pretended that he owns the house? Or is it the balachotza? So there, there are more held, like the Muki Yosef, that we say, you're going to benefit on my property? How could you do that? Havad, you're going to have to forward the money to me, and Mamela, use it as a credit towards your Eitzah. That is the Eitzah of the Lechri Alokas. It's the best Eitzah we have.
He says title.
Sorry? If he says toll, no, then Avada the boiner will keep it because it came out in Freya that the house always was the boiner's. Not Parasha, it's his own part, it's his Eitzin. Oh, so for that amount, for the Chotzer, he'll have to pay him. For that amount.
You park a mobile home,
yeah.
He'll get 3/4 of the rent, give him a little piece, and he'll take off the mobile home.
Take it off. Okay. All right. That is the A to hear Rabbi says. But etzim, it's a shver ramon. It's poshut ganeiva. Oh, very good. That's what I'm about to get up to, which is right. Look, I'm sure it was Meir as well. What? Sorry.
There's no.
Yeah, but there's no schir. So you're not authorized to do something with something. Oh, I don't know. Zenin of zelachas by guy. I'm not sure if he's mukhiv to bay. Zenon Zen Lukasa, there's no chiyuv. No, but Zenon, no, it's not Koyfin, it's not my Freya, but yeah, but it happened already. There is no chiyuv, when it's Zenon Zen Lukasa, there is no chiyuv, so by Goy Lukasa should be the same thing. All right. Problem is, what is the Rashi want in the first place? What type of Sfarke? Ketala Skara Prasko means that there was Schoira. I mean, we just want to know who is entitled to this guy. I rented you a para, and then you in turn lent it to the person, to a third person. The halva, the shayla actually, was chal. because you own it lezman, you rented it from me, and you have the ability, the cheshemish, but ability, you have the schusim, the kinyan payers in the item, that you can now lend it to somebody else. So the she'ela is chal. Now we just have a she'ela, who is the she'ela chal for? Is it chal for you because you lent it? Or is it chal for me because keitzalo is chay parashach? Hey, you're making business on my property. No, no. It must be that that she'ela is really a she'ela from me. That's Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi, nothing happened here. It was luft. You went ahead, or it's me, I went ahead and I rented out this property that I built. I rented, built a house and I rented out this house. There was no rent. It was never chal. I'm not authorized to rent this out. There was no rent. There's nothing happened. It was luft. Nothing happened. And now what happened? I just stole money from you. I faked you out. You paid me money. I collected tolls on the bridge of Brooklyn Bridge. It's, you know, it belongs to Brooklyn. And that's it. Now it's nothing. I stole money from you. Now what? What's schayra? We was a schayra shachaveya. It was nothing. There was no schayra at all. I want to know. Let's take this to an extreme. I go into your house, and I take your bat, shalei b'shus, and I go over to a guy, and I threaten him that if he doesn't give me money, I hold him up. If he doesn't give me money, I'm going to beat the living daylights out of him. So he pays me like a tatala. Sure, here's $200. That $200 belongs to who? I'm glad it belongs to the guy I was about to beat up. But let's say that victim is gone. Who does it belong to, me or the owner of the bat? I catered a lawyer. You used the guy's bat, and that's how you got, you faked him out to get money from him. So memela, the money that you got, that you held him up, should belong to the owner of the bat. So it's wild, right? I used the guy's house. I faked somebody out. Nothing happened. There was no rent. There was no schiris. I stole money from him. I faked him out to give me money. All of a sudden we say, Keta Allah is schir baruch chavera. Now the money belongs to Yana. How does this work? There is no schir. What's going on?
If it would be Avid Lamega, then he has the right to collect his money. The guy was
enough. If it would be Avid Lamega, but it's Loy Avid Lamega.
If
my Baba had read it, she would be a trolley car, but she doesn't. There is no, it's Zen and Evzel Loy Kosa. Nothing here. Sorry?
And that's sorry. You just don't have right to the cash.
No, there is no scoring. Nothing. I did nothing. Whatever I did was bottled. Nothing happened.
It
nothing happened. There was a squatter. We now know. With Toya de Gaiz, we now know nothing happened. It was a squatter living in someone else's house, and I fooled him to give me money.
Fine.
All right, Rabbi Yossi. So, Rabbi Yossi, just give me. I want to figure out. I'm sure we're running out of time. I want to tell you a yisoid, which I think is Pratt and the Rashba. A yisoid gotham. So, to the Muki Yosef in Bava Kama Chof Aleph Amalef, he's mechadish the following. Okay, here comes another case. Hold up a bit. Here comes another case. So, what happens if this imposter, this boina, not only rented out the house, but he's a real shwindler, he even overcharged the tenant. Okay? He overcharged the tenant. Good? And another guy. He over, the going rate for the month is 1,000. Guy's new to the neighborhood, charging 1,500. That's the case. Now Mahadin. And let's say it was a house that was a chasarin. Let's say Shakrusa de Shaisa. There was a chasarin that means it goes into the gather of Zen and of Zechosa. Comes along the owner of the house, comes back, and says, you know, you've been living in my house, Shaloi Beshos. You owe me money. It's Zen and of Zechosa. The guy says, fine. The going rate, I've just found out it's $1,000. I'll give you $1,000. Okay, so no, one second. You were masking to pay $1,500 just because I'm the owner. Why are you shortchanging me? You should pay me $1,500. The guy says, rightfully so, Dr. Muki Yosef, that this deal of $1,500 is luft. Everything is bottle. There was a scarce betoys. Nothing's here. Nothing happened. Now we're back to the drawing board. It's Zen and of Zecha. So how much was I nana? Well, the going rate is $1,000. So halachically, I was nana dollar value $1,000. I only have to pay you $1,000. I says, like the Muki Yosef, as I pass in the Numachab, Vaitan Shinzama Gemot. Moisef, the Muki Yosef, another halacha. What happens if the imposter collected the rent and already forwarded the rent to the owner of the house? So now the owner of the house got his hands on $1,500. Now what's the din? Sakta Muki Yosef, the high gavna, the guy could take keep all $1,500. And I say paskin the machaba. Why? Sakta Muki Yosef, two svaris. One svar he says is, which I don't understand fully, but I'll say it anyway, is that since the Bailam Katina, I would have only rented it out for $1,500. So for me, my chesaron is $1,500. That's the hanor of the house, $1,500. So I'm now the muchzik. I katina that you owe me $1,500. Okay, that's one svara. Then comes another svara, which is the svara I want to focus on. So the Muki Yosef is that the second the Bailam got a hold of the money, he's allowed to keep it. because b'chai gamna we don't say mechila b'toyis. Now I'll explain what he means. Normally, when I give you money, when the tenant gave me the imposter money, it's a mechila b'toyis. I'm not the owner. If he would know that I'm not the owner, never in a million years would he give me the money. So I have to give back the money. It's a mechila b'toyis. He was meichel me, kilo. He paid me willingly and voluntarily, but now he knows that the whole thing was a setup. He's not happy with what he did. So he has a right. It's a non-tzaddik. He's not happy. He could get his money back. But if the money winds up by the owner of the house, there we don't say it's a mechila b'toyis to get back. Because the meisa geret, he deprived Hana, he got benefit. He benefited the whole month out of the guy's house. He used his house. He was willing to pay all along $1,500 for the house. So the b'chai gamna, we can never say it's a mechila b'toyis to get back the money. You don't have the anan tzad anymore. He gave it willingly. He gave the $1,500 gazai gazon. It's yours. You can keep the $1,500. Because I'm happy to be mate to the bailam. If he let me have a house, I'll let him have the money. When it winds up by the bailam, then we can never get it back. We can no longer say mechila b'toyis. Because we have a swear to say that it was gomar umakna to the bailam. That is the Muki Yosef. So now, Rabbi, let's go back to our halacha. What I believe is the Rashba is saying the same thing. The Rashba is mesupik. You know, which comes first? You have this guy in the middle who set it up, took the money, shalika din, the whole thing is a joke. It's a fake schir. There is no schir. Really, you have to give back the money. But Zok, the Rashba, maybe will invoke Rabbi Yosef's halacha that when I took the money from the tenant, I immediately was taking on behalf of the true owner, because that's what Rabbi Yossi says. It's as if I was zeichet miyad. That's a lashon Rashba. I was zeichet already for the owner of the house, and now the owner of the house already has a kinyan in the money. Now he's a kinyan in the money, so now he's a right to keep it. Because Muki Yossi says, the second the owner gets his hands on the money, they're no longer mechila b'tayis. We say he was gomer makna. He got benefit out of the house.
Is it a shibud or a kinyan?
Kinyan. He was zeichet in the money right away for the bailam. So since he was zeichet right away for the bailam have a right to keep the money. That's the stuff. It means, what comes first? We say immediately it's a tois to give back the money. Or we say, no, we'll invoke Rabbi Yossi's halacha. That's not mamish eschayr, there's no eschayr. But we'll invoke Rabbi Yossi's halacha in the gate to getting the money. Avadah, because when you didn't get the money, there's no Rabbi Yossi and Avadah, the tenant, the squatter, is potter. But once you get a hold of the money, we'll say Rabbi Yossi that you were zeichet the money for the bailam. Now the bailam owned the money, so now we say he was gama makna and there's no mechila b'tayis and the bailam can keep the money. That's what will come out later the Rashba. I think that's Pratt in the Rashba. At least we have some hezba in the Rashba.
Over here, he has no right to do it.
He has no right to do it. But once he did it, we say, Ketaloi Sakar Parasar Kamehan. Now, I have to be, truth be told, I want to, correct. I want to just be Messiah Rabbi Yisai. I still don't understand the Rashba 100%. Is because, Maisa, what was my Kavana, the middle guy's Kavana? The guy wasn't to be Zaycha on behalf of Yana. So how was it Kinin Chal? A regular Zachia for Yana, I certainly didn't want. I was trying to do benefit my own pockets. I didn't want. Bishlam Abba Rabbi Yisai. We say that's an overriding principle that we say that if something is chal on a chayfetz, it's automatically chal to the bailam of the chayfetz. So the shayla was automatically chal to the balapara. But here nothing was chal on the house because it wasn't binding. So nothing was chal. So if nothing was chal, the only way the bailam could get it is if I proactive bizoicha form. I wasn't doing that. I lahedi was doing it for myself. So how in the world could the bailam end up with the money? But that's not what. Oh, if you tell me that was my kavana. But let's say I said lahedi pay me. Okay, so maybe minastam we could assume. But you ask him then. If I tell two edim, I tell my partners. You know, this is what we're doing here. Now we're going to set this up. No, and economy, then it won't go. So at least we have a shot. But at the end of the day, Rabbi says still a shver amo. Unless you say that he's renting out to a guy, which is not the steam of slush and the Ramah, they have to say he's renting out to a guy. Yeah, but Chai Gavna, maybe then we'll invoke now the Skates Allah, Shre Svara, because Raiv Rishayim and Mafurisha Machab and Ramah and Shinzama Gimel is that you give back the money to the squatter, everything is bottom of water. All right, Rabbi, there's a lot more here. Belina.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.